Hello, and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. You know, most Canadian solution providers support SMB customers, and I suspect that your business is probably no different. So, what are your SMB customers thinking about when it comes to security? Security software vendor ESET recently took a look at just that, surveying Canadian SMBs across the country on their feelings, attitudes, and practices around security. Would you be surprised to find out that SMB customers believe they're at more risk than ever? No? Well, how about this? Would you believe that despite that growing risk, many SMBs believe they're spending enough time and money on their security efforts? Does that seem like a disconnect to you? Well, for Eva Perrick-Lightfoot, who leads ESET's team in Canada, that disconnect suggests a need for education about security throughout the organization, from business management, through IT, through rank and file Office 365 user. And fortunately, her company has some tools to help you out with that. We'll chat about those tools, the survey, and get some advice for solution providers looking to increase their security posture of the SMB customers in this edition of the podcast. So let's get right into it. My chat with Eva Perrick-Lightfoot. Eva, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Always interesting to get Canadian data, especially around a topic like security, which is obviously to most channel partners, all channel partners, I dare say, either top of mind or a major factor. Now, you guys looked at the security attitudes and feelings of a great number of Canadian SMB employees, and let's throw it open with what are Canadian SMBs feeling about security right now?
Well, it's interesting. Canadian SMB, when we talk to the SMBs, only 26% feel confident that their organizations would be able to keep their business and its information safe from cyber attack. And this is a 7-point drop year over year, which is the real concern, because they're getting less and less confident rather than more and more confident. I think the news and the media with some of the recent breaches probably has a little bit to do with this, but also as you learn more, until you're up and running it with a certain cadence, I think that you're going to feel less confident. So I think that's what's happening in the SMB space right now.
All right. And the survey also showed a little bit of a, we'll call it a disconnect, perhaps, that would be, I think, of interest to the channel community, in that, as you say, there's this concern among employees of SMBs that they're not going to be able to deal with the attacks. But are we spending enough time and effort and money on it? Yeah. The majority say, yeah, we're good.
Well, you know, it's interesting. 73% believe that attacks have increased over last year alone. However, they're recognizing that they spend enough money and time. I think that this has to do with a need for education. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that our people are educated and understand the true risks and how to support the company in protecting from those risks. And that's where I think, again, education is such a big important piece of this.
And you guys have kind of gone hard into that education piece. Looking at some of the, we'll call it sort of security 101 level stuff that is not just for sort of the IT folks, but the basic blocking and tackling, if you will, of what the average line employee to knowledge worker at an SMB needs to know about security.
So, yeah, we've decided to create a cybersecurity awareness training that takes about 90 minutes. And it's available on our site whether you use our product or not. And it just sort of runs through best practices, cadences, and making sure that your first line of defense, which is your employees and the endpoints, is protected from a knowledge perspective.
Mm-hmm. Where's that available at, and how do you see partners taking advantage of this new resource and kind of getting that out to their customers?
ESET.ca/cybertraining is where you can find the training, and you can offer it to your partners. Can use this to offer to their SMBs to educate them. Along with that education, they can make sure that they are aware that SMBs don't necessarily know what they're looking for in cybersecurity, so they need to partner with with experts, and that's where our partners come in order to be those experts for customers, so that the customers can focus on their business and not focus on worrying about cyber threats.
And at the same time, on a similar note, for partners, it's almost a way for them to add more value or increase their customers' kind of rank and file, employees' security awareness and readiness, without taking that on as something that they develop and either have to try to sell or give away as a value add to their customers. It's a way to sort of drive that security awareness that might be in IT, maybe even management, but is not throughout the organization, perhaps at the level it should be.
Exactly, and that makes them that trusted advisor. It allows them to start helping the SMB create policies if they see a need for that, mm-hmm. and really work with their partners to get them the right layers of protection that they need.
All right. Now, this is the second time you've done this survey, right? Can you speak a little bit to sort of why you saw the need to do this kind of survey of the Canadian market in general, and specifically of that SMB market that's obviously so crucial to the Canadian place?
Well, yeah, 98% of businesses in Canada are small businesses. Yep. We need to make sure that we know what these businesses need as security providers as well as partners. And so little data is available on specifically Canadian customers and Canadian small businesses. So we felt a need to monitor this to make sure that we're providing the right level of information, the right level of protection, and the right tools to our partners as well as to our end users. So we're going to keep doing this until there is no threat, which is probably never.
Yeah, it's one of those things, right? It's a moving target. Once you think you've fixed all the problems of today, there's someone out there who is quite smart and quite motivated to create new ones.
Right, and that's the point of all this is that the threat is evolving, mm-hmm. and with that, we need to know where the vulnerabilities are and where the SMBs feel that they're vulnerable, so that we can help them in the way that they need.
Anything that sort of struck you beyond what we've spoken about as a significant surprise or sort of an eye popper out of the results?
I think that one thing that really struck me is that. SMBs, almost three quarters of SMBs believe attacks have increased over the last year. Mm-hmm. Yet there isn't a feeling that there isn't a strong urgency within this space. And I think that that's, again, something that we need to work on to make sure that they understand that the threat is real and that that there are solutions with partnerships and with technologies that they can use. You know, a lot of these, and the other thing that struck me as important is that a lot of these SMBs don't feel that they can recover after an attack. So they need to start really thinking about what they need to do to protect themselves, and that's where our partners can come in and help them with training and with risk assessments and things like that.
Now, for solution providers, particularly those who aren't, say, in MSSP, a security front and center service provider kind of organization, what do you find works in starting that conversation with customers? Because security can be a challenging thing to address. You want to make sure they're aware of the danger that's out there, but you don't want to necessarily come across as selling insurance against the boogeyman.
Right, and the fear-mongering. Mm-hmm. I think that a real, true, honest risk assessment is important. Mm-hmm. And, every business has a different kind of data. Depending on the type of business, it increases or decreases the level of risk within your organization. And I think a strong partner can definitely consider how valuable and sensitive the data is within each organization. And that audit will start the conversation about education, about multi-layer and multi-vendor solutions, and one step will lead to the next step within the conversation.
All right, beautiful. Some good advice in there and some interesting results. Eva, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you. We're always happy to talk to you.
So there you have it, the lay of the SMB security land, courtesy of ESET. I'd like to thank Eva for joining us for the podcast, and thank ESET for its sponsorship of the site this year. And as always, thank you for joining us for this edition of the podcast. Hey, the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week as we catch up with Irene Buchan, Director of Marketing and Product Management at Tech Data Canada, to talk with her on the heels of the Western leg of this year's Business Builder Tour kicking off, which was last week in Calgary. We'll discuss that Calgary leg of the show, how it went, what people are talking about, and we'll also preview what partners can expect on future legs of the show out west, which includes a stop in Vancouver. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.